It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy, oh boy. Hello, welcome, one and all. It is 1913 UTC. I'm almost halfway late, so I'm very sorry for missing out. I'm at the office. I've decided I think I'm going to go home. So I'll listen to the Dubious Goals Committee, which airs every goddamn day at 1930 UTC on my way home. But welcome. Shout out to Ratsu and X1, Stug, who had a great show yesterday. Tobe. And everyone in comm that's hanging out. DJ Snowdesk, thank you for chiming in or being around yesterday. You can catch him and his show at 2300 hours on Saturday for the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix. There's also the Synth Battle Royale tonight, or technically 0300 on Saturday. A few other things. I'm not really sure my... Anyway, I'm in a weird way, because I was rushing to get here so I could be sure and read some news and at least get a little bit of information out there, because there's a lot going on. And I want to be sure and mention one really cool piece of news. Today is the anniversary of some nuclear stuff. So, make sure I've got this. Forcefully marking the continued importance of the West in the development of nuclear weaponry, the government detonates the first of a series of nuclear bombs at its new Nevada test site. Although much of the West had long lagged behind the rest of the nation in technological and industrial development, the massive World War II project to build the first atomic bomb pushed the region into the 20th century. The Manhattan Project, as it's codenamed, was an ambitious research and development program pumping millions of dollars of federal funds into new Western research centers like Los Alamos Labs in New Mexico and the Fissionable Material Production Center at Hanford, Washington. Ironically, the very conditions that had once impeded Western technological development became benefits. Large, wide-open, unpopulated federal land where dangerous experiments could be conducted in secret. So anyway, it's just an anniversary there. Today is the first atomic detonation at the Nevada test site in 1951. So, anyway, I thought that was a cool little anniversary. It showed up on my my history of the day calendar. So I was like, hey, I gotta share that. Let's see. Hello, Publius. Hello. Yeah, I am trapped in a small plastic box today. I don't have my proper microphone. So I'm making do, so I'm sorry about that. Good to see you, though, and hello, welcome, user 724. Good to see new names in comm every so often. But welcome. So yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. It's a nice little anniversary there. There's tons of nuclear news all the time. You can go to World Nuclear News to check that out if you want. And I guess while we're on the topic of radioactivity, check this out. Tiny radioactive capsule goes missing in Western Australia. An urgent search is underway in Western Australia after a tiny capsule containing a radioactive... So many pop-ups. A small quantity of radioactive cesium-137, which could cause serious illness if touched. It was lost between the town of Newman and the city of Perth in mid-January. A distance of roughly 1,400 kilometers. The public has been warned to stay away from the capsule if they see it. It was being transported on truck between a mine site north of Newman in the Pilbara region and the northeastern parts of Perth between 10th and 16th of January when it was mislaid. Cesium-137 is a substance commonly used in mining operations. The Department of Fire and Emergency Services said the capsule cannot be weaponized but could cause radiation burns and have other longer-term risks like cancer. The object emits a, quote, reasonable amount of radiation, Dr. Andrew Robertson, the state's chief health officer and radiological council chair, said. Our concern is that someone will pick it up, not knowing what it is, he said. They may think it's something interesting and keep it in their room, keep it in their car, or give it to someone. The capsule, let me see if I can copy the link here, just 6 millimeters by 8 millimeters, so it is a tiny little thing. The sites where the transportation began and ended have been searched, and efforts are underway to figure out the exact route and stops that were made to narrow down the field of search. Anyone who sees the object is asked to call the DFES, the department we talked about, and seek urgent medical assistance if they think they came into contact with it. Let me see if I can throw... Dude, come on, I believe in you, come on the phone. Paste. Let's see if that works. Radio. Hey, there we go. sdf.org/l/j8. That's sdf.org/lima/juliet8, all lowercase, and then boom, you will be able to see the little graphic showing the size comparative to a 10 pence, or I'm not sure, a 10 cent note. They're not saying how much radiation that is, but yeah, if you find any weird small capsules out there in Western Australia, probably don't pick it up, or at least carry a Geiger counter. There's a lot of uranium and other radioactive materials out there, so yeah. Anyway, you'll probably know that it's bad news when you see it. Let's see what's going on in Calm. We got a little bit of bumping and jumping going on. Publius is in Las Vegas. Wow, the traveling man. Near the pinball machines. And the isotope sources are used for X-raying mineral formations. Let's see. Publius points out, just drive down the road with a Geiger counter and you'll run into it, or fly in a low in an airplane fitted with the counter. Oh, look, here we go. Publius points out, this is much smaller than the capsule involved in the Goianian incident in Brazil, which killed several people because they broke it open. Okay. Sorry, Publius, I didn't mean to misconstrue your location or my location outside of this plastic box. So, anyhow, so let's jump into some news. We've got some death and destruction to talk about because, you know, that's the show's bread and butter. If the bread is made out of bones and the butter, well, we won't tell you what the butter is made out of. All right. The U.S. says, and this was, I saw this on Mastodon, wanted to be sure and mention it. U.S. says it killed senior Islamic State member in raid on Somalia. U.S. Special Forces have killed a senior Islamic State group official and 10 other extremists in remote northern Somalia, the Biden administration announced Thursday. The operation carried out on Wednesday targeted Bilal al-Sudani, a key financial facilitator for the global Islamic extremist organization in a mountainous cave complex. This action leaves the United States and its partners safer and more secure, and it reflects our steadfast commitment to protecting Americans from the threat of terrorism at home and abroad, according to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. President Joe Biden was briefed last week about the proposed mission, which came together after months of planning. Al-Sudani has been on the radar for U.S. intelligence officials for years and played a key role in helping to fund IS operations in Africa, as well as at the ISIS-K terrorist branch operating in Afghanistan. The U.S. Treasury Department alleged last year that Al-Sudani had worked closely with another IS operative, Abdullah Hussein Abidida, who had recruited young men in South Africa and sent them to a weapons training camp. Abidida controlled 2 mosques in South Africa and used his position to extort money from members of the mosque. No civilians were, according to the United States anyway, no civilians were injured or killed in the operation. One American involved in the operation was bitten by a military dog, but wasn't seriously injured. Of course, we know from reports just last year, the United States military normally doesn't tell us if they did blow up like a family of kids or something. So that's all we know. If any news comes out about this, I will be sure and share it. In the UK, this is kind of sad. I thought that, one, I learned these existed, and two, was sad that this happened. Man dies after being crushed by pop-up telescopic urinal in London's West End. So, if you've ever been out on the street at night, and you've really got to pee, and there's nowhere to pee, a lot of times you just got to find an alleyway or something and just pee there. Well, this is a pop-up urinal, and so when it gets dark at night, these urinals just pop up on the sidewalk out of the street, and they're just a place to go pee. Well, something happened with one of these. That's what a telescopic urinal is. A maintenance worker in central London has died after being crushed by a hydraulic telescopic urinal, one that's kept underground during the day and kept out overnight. Emergency services were called to Cambridge Circus in the West End just after 1 p.m. on Friday to report a seriously injured man. The incident took place outside the Palace Theatre, home to Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. This is the name of a play or piece of a work. There isn't a cursed child that lives there, which is causing people to be crushed by these urinals. The incident took place outside the Palace Theatre. Firefighters, ambulance crews, and an air ambulance were deployed at 1:05 p.m., and police were called 5 minutes later. Emergency services tried to save the man, who has not been named, but he died at the scene. In a statement on Twitter, Metropolitan Police said, "We're sorry to have to update that, despite the efforts of emergency services, the man who was critically injured in Cambridge Circus was pronounced dead at the scene. His next of kin have been informed. Cordons remain in place." The man is thought to have sustained crush injuries while working on a unit telescopic urinal at the location. A London ambulance service spokesman said, "We were called today at 1:05 to reports of an incident." Let's see. Roads in the area have been closed. So anyway, pretty terrible way to go, if you ask me. Tobe can't log into Otaku right now. Yeah, I'm with you, Publius. Pop up. Quentin points out, this is the most Brit thing I've heard recently. the cursed child curses you to be crushed by. Oh, that's a terrible thing, and I'm sorry to their family. I don't mean to make light of his death. It's what a way to go, and if I was working on one of those, I would think, man, I don't want to die by getting crushed by one of these things. All right, so let's keep on moving. We've got about 4 minutes to go before the Dubious Goals can be with Tobe. Otaku less Tobe. Tobe without the otaku powers, it'll be interesting. All right, so what's the deal? There's a lot of news, not a lot of time. So I'm just giving you the fun ones so we don't get so, you know. It's clearing the way for gay men. They are, the short of it is that they're modifying the rule and putting it to be cleared by the end of this year. So in 2024, you'll be able to donate blood. The condition is going to be that you're either in a monogamous relationship or you haven't had sex with someone that you didn't know like in the last 3 months. The FDA will have it up on their website soon. So it's going to be an interesting change and a way to bring kind of some parity, increase some blood supplies. They released or reduced restrictions at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic to just say, hey, if you haven't had sex in 3 months, then you can donate blood. All right. Let's talk about a bear. There's a bear in Colorado who loves to take pictures. A black bear in Colorado has been pausing and posing in front of motion-detecting cameras, snapping hundreds of selfies. On one camera, roughly 400 out of 580 images were of the same bear. So I love it. I love this animal story. On one, most of the other animals at Open Space and Mountain Parks, OSMP, in Boulder simply walked by, searching for food or resting places. But not this bear. This animal took a special interest. Somebody started an engine near me in the garage. This bear took a special interest in the cameras and seized the opportunity. These pictures made us laugh, and we thought others would too, spokesman Philip Yates said in a statement. The OSMP posted some of the images on Twitter, and the surprised selfie star soon caught the eye of many social media users. Sure, it's cute when the bear takes 400 selfies with a trail cam, but when I do it, I get a letter advising me I should have taken a left at the trail split and that I was on private property. Another Twitter... Oh, these are Twitter jokes. That's why it didn't make sense. There are 9 motion-detecting cameras positioned across the park's 46,000 acres. They're activated when an animal walks by. Once triggered, the cameras either capture still photographs or short videos. Bears, birds, foxes, and owls are just a few of the animals captured on the cameras. The cameras are placed in high-traffic areas, determined by the presence of footprints and animal-cleared pathways. These cameras help us to learn what animals are really out there. Just really kind of, I thought that was kind of cute. And it's Friday. So thanks for being here. I'm sorry this was a late show and then it was kind of off the rails. It was really cool to see Publius and Jay Lamoth and user 724. Hello. Hey, I haven't seen Zoroff, Z-Man, whenever Zoroff is here too. Very cool to see you guys. Did you know there are star-shaped bacteria found in the Russian tundra? That's coming to us from user 724. So now you know. Also, shout out to MHCat. It was a cool poem we read yesterday. And yeah, enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee. There, it's a fun show. And I don't know. I lost track of time. I can't keep track of anything today.